author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Strikehardgear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 12th day of March, year of our Lord, 2014, welcome to the John Moore Show. Couple of things of note here. First of all, my friend Dave Hodges has another of his series of excellent articles at his website, The Common Sense Show. The article is titled, The Course of World War III. Also, my friend Paul Martin has a report posted at his website, revolutionradio.org. It's an audio report, the X-22 report. Young man's doing some excellent work there, putting out these X-22 reports. We do have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney is a credentialed astrophysicist. He has taught astronomy at the university level, has taught mathematics at the university level, is a radio talk show host and author. Good morning, Jim.
John, good morning. How are you?
Well, looking forward to a productive, fun day as usual. Jim, there's a lot going on in the world. What issues are you paying attention to these days?
Well, John, it's really almost, I don't know, predictive. We had a show a couple of weeks ago. We talked about cancer, and we just started chatting about it and about the Leah Trail issue, other things. I've gotten a lot of feedback, but this morning, CNN, top articles, top two articles are on cancer, predicting, this is the World Health Organization, along with other organizations like Oncology Organization, Society of America, American Medical Association, predicting that cancer will skyrocket in the next 20 years. And the basis for this is very bizarre in my way of thinking. But they're also coupling this to Obamacare, in which because more people can have treatment, the medical community is bracing for the lack of personnel to deal with the cancer that's coming. Now, I see this as an industry going to where the money pot is, if you understand what I mean.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And so when I go to CNN, I call it the Candy Nugget News, I go there to see what the top, what's being pushed by the powers that be, by the, say, pharmaceutical industry, by Monsanto, by the American Medical Association. I go there to find out who is marketing the news to tailor into their industry. And, of course, this is feeding right into the cancer industry. Some doctors comment that much of this is preventable, but how can you prevent it when you go to the grocery store and there's really no food there? It's all in packages and all of that processed food as cancerous chemicals that have been used in the process.
Right.
So, I mean, water that comes out of your faucet, you're bathing in chlorine, you're bathing in fluoride, other chromium. You are drinking this, and even if you filter it, you can't, most people's lifestyles, they can't control the food. I mean, the food that you eat, broccoli, you think you're eating healthy food. It was watered in a greenhouse with fluorinated water.
Right,
I mean, it's
right.
Everywhere. You can't escape it. I mean, in the modern society, we think that we live in a modern, wonderful society, but the reality is we're being the cancer. I mean, every product you buy in the store for personal care, soaps, cleaning things around the house, this is all getting dumped back into the water system, and your local water cleaning facility has no ability to take this out, so it's just getting dumped and redumped back in and accumulating and accumulating. So, the cancer industry is squealing like a happy pig.
Oh,
yes. Because that's what's going on. So, anyway, that's my first comment.
Well, I found the story you're talking about. It says cancer cases expected to surge 57% in the next 20 years, according to the World Health Organization.
And if you read it, really, the cancer rate is not surging. It's what's going on is they're marketing government-sponsored medical treatment, and so there's not more cancer. It's just that they're bracing to treat more cancer because now anybody at any level can get treatment. And, of course, cancer is the biggest cash cow. A treatment of cancer, I forget what it is. You might have a figure, but it's like $1,500 a day for cancer.
Well, the worldwide cost in 2010 estimated at $1.16 trillion.
Yeah, for cancer treatment.
Right.
So if you read the articles in CNN and then click on the associated articles like the World Health Organization article, which is very long, you can see what they're doing. They're sculpting the public opinion that, we have to brace and pay for this.
Right.
When prevention is the real issue, and how can you prevent it when you are being bombarded with chemicals, with carcinogenic agents, with food that is not real food. I mean, I just had an experience last night. I went to a grocery store, which I don't usually do. I get my food elsewhere.
Right.
But I had to go to a grocery store, and it was like, oh, my goodness. You know, most of this I walked by. I mean, and the soaps and the cleaners and the... And then, oddly enough, I went to a hardware store. I won't say which one, a home improvement store. There's, you know, numerous major home improvement places. But you look at all of the things that can be purchased for housing and building houses when the original guy had an axe and he went into the woods, you know.
That's right. That's all I had, a few simple tools. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 12th day of March. We're visiting with Professor James McKinney. His website is linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. The simple way to get there is jmccsci.com. Jim, tell us about your radio show, how people can listen to it, when it's broadcast, and so forth.
The radio show is every Thursday evening, 6 p.m. Central Time, airs from WWCR Nashville, and it streams also WWCR.com. All of the archives are on my webpage, which you just gave, the JMCCSDI.com. All of my archives for years and years go on the webpage shortly after the live airing, and all of the archives for years are there. The show also airs on WTWW out of Nashville also, 10 p.m. Friday night and 3 a.m. Saturday morning, all of those central time. There's also satellite downlink. All of that information is contained on my webpage, jmccsci.com.
Outstanding. Well, Jim, I've listened to many, many of your radio shows, and, of course, your archives are all there, like you say. I talk about your shows as being university-level information, but put out in a manner that anybody with normal intelligence and normal education can understand. And you do an excellent job of taking complex scientific matters and putting them into a digestible form for people to really easily understand.
Yeah, well, you know, as growing up in the university environment, we have all been kind of hit by this concept that people in universities are smart and the rest of us have to be stupid, and that only they can understand things, and they filter it out and maybe send us a couple of gee whiz pictures, and that's what we're supposed to think is wonderful. But what I've learned is that everybody can understand science, especially complex science. And unfortunately, what's happened is too many scientists, mathematicians, and other people hide behind this kind of facade, the Wizard of Oz, like, look at this person, he's, you know, doing all these complex things. And the reality is that really the vast majority of people, if they just sit down and take a little bit of time, can understand these issues. Complex issues, and sometimes at their own level, but certainly they can understand them. And so what I try and do is bring it to a level that everybody can understand. So I can talk at many levels, and the people who are very advanced can also listen and learn, because the other thing I do is I try and put all of this into perspective. One thing I try and point out, too, is that the politics of science, the politics, just like this cancer article, how to read that, what does it really mean? Why is CNN putting double major league articles on cancer on the top of their main topics for the day?
Good question.
You have to read between the lines. Who's doing this? What are they prepping you for? Those subtle lines in there, like getting you ready for Obamacare, and the other thing they say is the majority of cancer is in the underdeveloped world. Well, if all of a sudden the people who are still happen to have a job are supporting the 50% of people who don't have a job, and as those people age, their lifestyle of smoking or other lifestyle habits, you might say, cause them to have a higher rate of cancer. Guess who's paying for this?
Right.
And,
right.
I mean, brace yourself. Sit down, put on your seatbelt, because the American Medical Association is bracing for the industry that's about to be dumped on them.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine the auto industry that all of a sudden said, all cars prior to 1975 can no longer be used. And in 5 years, all cars prior to 1980 can no longer be used. And everybody has to get rid of those cars and go out.
Actually, the state of California has recently done that with the big semi-tractors. You can't run them in the state of California, the big semi-tractors that are older than a certain age. A friend of mine is a trucker. Jim, you released the title of your new book here on my show recently, Breaking RSA Codes for Fun and Profit. So that's now available, isn't it?
Yeah. It took me a few days to get the link up. I had a few computer problems. I wonder why, but anyway, I got those cured. And the book is now up and available. So it actually got up there in the last day. So that is available. And just to describe it a little bit, it's a supplement to my Calculate Times book. You can read this just by itself. I was going to couple them, but it became too complicated any time you do something like that. So you can read this book independent of the Calculate Times book if you really want a good understanding. you should read the Calculate Crimes book also.
I'm sure the NSA and the CIA and KGB have all got their copies.
Oh, yeah. They've had those for years. It was funny when I released the book Calculate Crimes. It was maybe 6 years ago now. I don't remember exactly when it was. The next morning, I got flooded with calls from, like, TRW and engineers who built the military hardware. They built the satellites, the military ground hardware or ground-to-air hardware. And they wanted to know, and I sent them my information for free, but they all knew immediately what the consequences were. The ability to calculate with a formula large prime numbers, and the ability to break the RSA codes, all of which we use. These are the encryption codes that it's in hardware, it's in software, it's everywhere. And I think it was, what's his name, Chernoff, was the head of Homeland Security.
Oh, yes, yes.
Got up on the podium a number of years ago, and he said, all our secure computing, we have no idea how broken it is or how vulnerable it is. He says, we don't even know. And that's what he was referring to, is the fact that embedded in all of this secure military and secure computing in the NSA and every place else were these RSA codes. And nobody ever imagined that someone would put order into the prime numbers. So anyway, the pamphlet that's coming out now is breaking RSA codes for fun and profit is really for the general public. The
Good.
People in Good. the people in the know knew immediately 5-6 years ago that, and I got the feedback too, the Navy, the Air Force had teams of people working on building front-end encryption systems and firewalls to block any assault on their equipment. But a lot of it was in satellites. A lot of it was in hardware. And the military is very slow to change things. So this was built up over years and years and possibly decades based on the assumption that prime numbers were difficult to find. And that totally got blown out of the water with my calculation.
Well, I can imagine an object 500 miles above Earth that would be pretty difficult to get up there and do some repair work, too.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And,
Jim, we got a caller here. We've got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jim. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Dr. McCanny, just the guy I want to talk to. We've recently been visited by a fellow with a prominent internet presence and supposed insider contacts who's speaking of a celestial object coming from behind Jupiter to strike the Earth in the area of the Caribbean sometime in September. I'm incredulous, especially about the notion of being able to place such precision on the strike point region. I'll hold on for the break.
Okay, we have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendovite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendovite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 12th of March. Free Strike Guy has a special that goes until the 14th, I believe. Yes, goes until Friday. 20% off. Case lots of freeze-dried food. Chicken and rice. Spaghetti with meat sauce. Chili mac with beef. Beef stroganoff. That's one of my favorites. Beef stew. It's vegetable stew with beef. Get that right. Macaroni and cheese. Chicken teriyaki. And there's a lot more at his website. FreezeDryGuy.com. You can get all the nutritional facts, special pricing, and so forth. You get the 20% discount when you check out. FreezeDryGuy.com. Toll-free auto line, Pacific Business Hours, 866-404-3663. We're visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com. Glenn, let's consolidate your comment here and hand it over to Professor McCanny. You say you're incredulous.
First of all, this thing's obscured by Jupiter at the moment. It's only, visible from certain places on Earth at certain times. And yet, you know, it's, as usual, it's being conveyed with this great sense of urgency and an implied certainty about its region of impact, which would be the Caribbean. I'm finding it hard. Hard to believe that anybody's going to be able to pinpoint that.
Okay, let's let Jim answer there. Go ahead, Jim.
Glenn, what's your source?
Bob Gaskin.
Right. Jim, I had Bob on my show Monday. He had access to some Department of Homeland Security documents that were talked mm-hmm. about this event.
These things come along so frequently. May and September seem to be favorite times for the announcements. They come and go. And, of course, many of them are what you'd call crying wolf announcements.
That's precisely what I'm implying. I just wanted to get your take on whether or not you were aware of anything of that sort, you know. All right, good enough. That's what I'm just looking
okay.
for.
Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate the call. Next, we have Zoe in Illinois. Good morning, Zoe. Hello.
Hello?
Go ahead. You're on the air, Zoe.
Oh, thank you. I'm agreeing with you on you were talking about the cancer thing, but I do think it's a little more nuanced about whether good treatments are being allowed to be worked on, because I don't know if you've heard of Catherine Albrecht. She's a privacy expert.
Oh, yes.
She has very advanced cancer, and they're giving her a substance for her cancer that she says is so cheap you could spread it on the roads. And they're only doing it with very advanced cancer. She has a very advanced form of breast cancer. And I think it's at a very reputable institution in, I believe, Boston. I don't know if it's, I want to say Dana-Farber, and I wish I could tell you the name of the substance. I can't, but you could go on her blog. I'm not really very awake this morning, but I wanted to call this in and mention it. And she's thinking it's going to stop her cancer. She's very, and it was so advanced they didn't think she lived very long.
Right. Well, I hope she does survive it. Zoe, I had G. Edward Griffin on my show about a year ago. And his book, World Without Cancer, is very revealing.
Yes.
Bottom line is, there's never been a documented case of a person who eats apricot kernels every day, ever getting cancer. It's never happened. If you eat apricot kernels every day, you can't get cancer.
Yeah,
how about that?
The issue, in fact, I'm looking right now at one of the studies on that, prevention and keeping your body toned is the key for individuals. But what I tell people on a lot of issues, whether it's preparing for something like Planet X coming in, if it ever comes in someday, or whatever else might happen, a government false flag event that brings down the electric grid, preparedness is the same, and it's exactly the same for your body. You have to take the bull by the horns and do it yourself. The American Medical Association has nothing, literally nothing on a broad scale to help prevent anything. You go to them after you're already sick. Well, if you have symptoms, the rule is you're already 90% on the way to being extremely sick. So you have to take preventative measures. You have to isolate yourself from all the chemicals that we have floating around the environment. You have to clean your body out, and you have to stay away from, you have to get the chemicals out of your water. There's the list goes on and on. And so one thing, in fact, for many years I've been promoting health and things like that, but I'm gearing it up now because really what we have to do is defend ourselves against the American Medical Association and the pharmaceutical companies that will not allow something like albaricoque, which is the B17 seeds, to be used because they can't patent them. You know, there's no money in it for them, plus it destroys their cash cow. So they got a big incentive to tell you that that's not going to do anything for you. I had a guy write to me and say, well, they don't do anything because when you eat them, the stomach acid breaks them down. Well, the guy didn't know what he was talking about because you take them and you put them under your tongue. You digest those seeds in your mouth. And, yes, your stomach acid will break the Laetril down. It'll disjoint the weaker bonds in the big complex chemicals, but you don't eat it like a regular peanut where you just chew it up and swallow it. You put it in your tongue and you suck on it for hours till that dissolves in your mouth. So there's things like this literally there's never been any study. The FDA prevented, in 1984, prevented Laetrile from being studied seriously. Just proclaimed it. By proclamation of a 1984 FDA administration of the government, they proclaimed it basically illegal to even talk about it. So that kind of tells you the cave ages we're living in here in the year 2014, relative to cancer, health, etc. In fact, they've made it illegal to talk about it. For me to go on the air and say Laetrile would cure cancer, they could come and arrest me. That's why I have to be real careful when I'm talking about this. But in the USA, but you go out of the USA and it's well known. The guy that I met had his own trees where he grew his own seed, his own fruit, and dried the seeds, and he had his own supply. So he was sent home with 2 weeks to live and went to the clinic in Mexico, the New Hope Clinic.
The New Hope Clinic.
In Mexico, and, 20-some years later, he's healthy as can be, and he has a daily program, like John's saying, of eating the seeds.
Apricot kernels.
Right. Apricot kernels. You break open the hard shell, and there's a kind of a almond-looking seed in there. In almonds, these are relatively inexpensive programs. The other part of those programs is they use other fruits and vegetables to clean your body out. Most cancer-based patients have a lot of fungus because their immune system is so broken down that it's like a tree in the forest that has all the bark off. It's just invasion-prone to fungus, et cetera. So you have to clean out your body, get your immune system cranked up. You have to get the proper vitamins and minerals in your system, which means drinking the proper balance of minerals in the water you drink, getting the chemicals out. There's a lot that you have to do. But really, when it comes right down to it, it's fairly simple stuff. And the reason people are sick is because of years of accumulation of bad habits. So, at any rate, that's
okay.
Fine.
Did we cover your topic pretty well there, Zoe?
Well, pretty much so, but I really would encourage, I agree with you about B17, and I've heard about this, and I think it's great, but I would encourage people who maybe have advanced cancer to go on Catherine Albrecht's and look at this substance. I want to say, well, I better not say what I think it might be, because I can't remember the chemical, but she did say it's so cheap you can spread it on the roads, and I think it's wonderful that this doctor is working with this substance. It's cheap. And,
great. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
But will it remain cheap once the pharmaceutical companies get their hands on it?
Good question, Jim. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Up in the morning and out of the wreck.
Waking up my morning attack.
Waking up.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 12th of March. Quick reminder, my website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. You'll find the protocols for treating cancer at these clinics. You'll find the free download there. It's about 30 pages, the protocols used in these clinics in Mexico to cure cancer, not treat it, but cure it. The Art of War, free download. The government scientists and engineers report on the effects of EMP, free download, and of course, the energy cleaner for sale, $285 shipping included to American zip codes, the energy cleaner. Toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website is linked on my link page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, tell me, I know that we hear these stories about possible things hitting the earth all the time on one hand. On the other, the various modalities that NASA and the Russian space scientists have, do they have the scientific capability of tracking an object, knowing its trajectory, its speed, and its possible strike point if it was headed to Earth. Do they have that capability?
Okay, let me explain what equipment they have. The Russians are probably not as well off as we are in terms of equipment. The most powerful supercomputer installation on the planet is in Maui, Hawaii. It's in Haleakala, the volcanic crater up there. It's run by the military, and they monitor anything the size of a softball or larger, like a grapefruit size, out to Mars. They can monitor movements, etc. However, even with their supercomputers and calculations, they're limited because of observations, number one, on position and velocity. It takes hundreds and hundreds of observations to build up a repertoire of where these objects are and what their orbit is, but they're subject to change, sometimes small, subtle changes. And so for something that far out, the rule is simply that, no, they can't predict that it's going to hit the Caribbean Ocean or the Caribbean Sea that far out. It's just not, excuse me, it's not possible, not because they don't have good equipment. It's just in any scientific endeavor is beyond the limit of scientific error in their in the equipment and et cetera. So, no, they don't have the ability to do that. If they did, they wouldn't let it out. And that's why when people get reports and then they say, well, it's behind Jupiter, so you can't see it. Well, how do they see it? You know, they're limited by other factors also.
Right.
But so there's a number of things in the story that don't add up with reality. So that's what I look at. Does it conform with what we know that is realistic?
Okay.
And also, do they give out information like that? And the answer is no.
Well, this information was not given out. It was released privately from one person who worked at this agency to somebody who did not work for the agency.
Right, so the list of stories that go with this format, that somebody got it and then released it, John, you know what it's like when you work in these agencies. I mean, they follow you around. They track all your phone calls, who you're talking to, what time you go home at night. And
actually, that is what happened to the guy who got it, quite frankly.
Well, he disappeared or whatever.
Yeah.
No, so I'm not saying that this is not true. I'm just saying that we see these, like, all the time. And in fact, that's why we see them all the time. That's why, like, last year, a NASA scientist came out, a woman, and she made a claim about Planet X and coming and hitting Earth and all of this stuff. And then she disappeared off the scene. I mean, she was discredited and basically, but they have all of these false cry wolf things come up so that if something real ever does happen, then nobody will believe it.
Right.
If you see what
right.
I mean.
I
so anyway,
exactly
it's a spy versus spy type of thing. So these people are asking me, is this credible? First of all, to say that it's going to hit the Caribbean Ocean is, first of all, not credible. Parts of the story, I'm just saying, with reality don't add up. But that's not to say there's something there.
Right.
Because, I mean, until September comes and goes, we're not going to know.
Right, exactly. Well, if I get more information, Jim, I'll be talking to you about it privately. Well, we've got about 3 minutes here to talk about anything you like, possibly your topic on your show tomorrow evening.
I'll be talking about health. There's not a lot going on in the solar system. The sun is extremely weak. We have another major winter storm going on. I'll be talking about that. And is this the end of winter? And the reality is it's probably not. I think people are pretty tired of winter.
Oh, they are. I know I am.
That are experiencing this. But this appears to be a manufactured winter, in part, with climate. The people that can not only can move weather systems, but can now control weather patterns long-term to so-called control climate.
Now, what's the payoff? If you have the ability to do this, what benefit would you get from doing it?
Well, it's the sickness of the people running these operations, the Dr. Strangeloves, yeah. So like I said before, how do I comment on somebody that's insane, that's nuts, that's taking technologies and doing insane things? I don't have a response for why they're doing it. But,
well, I learned that when I began doing criminal investigations 41 years ago. You cannot use logic and reason to determine the actions of people who have no logic and reason.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we're dealing with. But I'll be talking about the new book. The new book is released, and it's a very important topic because the other thing I'll be talking about is the Windows XP operating system is going away in April. April 8th is the last day of support, and it's a beautiful opportunity for some young creative minds to get together and build an interface for Windows XP so all the people could maintain their XPs. But I would encourage people not to use Windows anymore. Get out of Windows because in 2 years they're going to dump the next one. Windows 8 is a piece of junk. It's full of holes. I mean, it just get away from Windows.
What alternative would you suggest, Jim? One or two alternatives?
Well, really, for the average person, a Mac is really the only alternative. You have to pay a little more, but then again, just think of this: in 2 years, you're not going to be dumped from using your computer. It's going to be stable, and you're not going to have the virus issues. Imagine all of the computing power and energy and money that has gone into people preventing viruses when it's a problem with the Windows system in the way it was originally built and the way it has evolved. It's a piece of junk. And I've designed computers, secure computers. I've designed computing systems and for real computing systems. And Windows is a complete piece of junk. It should have never been allowed into public consumption, and the amount of resources that have been consumed putting Band-Aids on Windows, these daily updates. Imagine your car if every day you had to go to the garage and have it updated.
What a nightmare.
Now, well, Jim, why do we accept this for computers?
Macs are always known to be the most virus-free system, and that's still the case, I assume.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Well, Jim, we're out of time, sir. Thank you. We'll be talking privately.
Yes.
Okay. That's it for the day, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a great, fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.